Good morning, Josh. One thing that stood out to me, I'm curious if you saw it the same way, was just more tight end sort of involvement, just in opening up different maybe options for you offensively. Did you see it the same way? And if so, elaborate on sort of that aspect of the offense showing itself in the game yesterday.
I mean, we definitely went in with the mindset to allow all of our guys, our skilled players, the opportunity to contribute in the game, and I think that played out pretty well. With Mike and Mulligan and Gronk all kind of having their own role at tight end. Devlin played 8 or 10 snaps, again on offense. So, all of those guys can contribute, and I think that to me, the more that we can evolve and allow everybody to have an opportunity to help us, move the ball and be productive, that was what our intent was. And, some weeks it may be different, where we feel differently about that. And I know that's happened in the past and it may happen in the future, but yesterday I thought everybody did a good job of contributing. And again, certainly that was our plan, is to mix and match some of our personnel and make, Pittsburgh play a lot of different defensive packages, which they did, and then try to attack the things that we felt best about attacking.
Josh, it would seem to me that was Tom's most complete performance of the season, and I was wondering what you would attribute that to.
I think we've been talking about the process of improving and getting better all year, and that includes all of us, coaches, players, different units, different combinations working together, whether that's in the line, the receivers and the quarterback, the backs, tight ends, whatever it may be. And I thought we had another decent week of practice where we tried to focus on, getting better in a few different areas. And I thought our execution yesterday was as good as it's been in a little while, especially in some of the critical situations. Third down, I thought we did a good job of protecting first and allowed him time to throw and read the coverage. And I thought Tom was accurate and delivered the ball where it was supposed to go yesterday, and the guys made plays and got open. And when it was their turn or their opportunity to be the guy versus specific defenses, I thought they stepped up and made some plays. So, any success that we have offensively is certainly attributed to all 11 guys on the field doing their jobs, and I think that's what it was yesterday.
With you guys approaching the bye now and more or less the midway point of the season, how do you think overall as an offense you've handled just all the transition you've gone through personnel-wise and having to change things with guys in and out of the lineup? How do you think you've handled it so far this season? And are you seeing tangible improvements just between the cohesion of the offense as the season goes on?
Now, each year you have a bye week and whenever that may fall, sometimes it's earlier, sometimes it's the middle, sometimes it's later, and you kind of, you can look at it and maybe try to figure out your progress. But I really think that each year is almost the same, in that whatever you start with, you try to work each week to try to improve certain aspects of your team. I don't think this year is any different. I know we've had some players, that are new into our system or have less experience in our offense. But I think the process has been consistent for us, which is really important. I think we've gone through, different steps of learning things and figuring out what we're best at, what we need to work harder at. And then the players have really, I think, done a good job of really trying to go out there and take the coaching and try to improve in certain areas. And that's really what happens every season. And this season is definitely no different. And to say which things have or haven't been improved as much, I mean, nothing's exactly where we want it. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us, and a lot of things we can get better at. And I think our team has really been focused on doing that all year, and I would expect that continues this week during the bye week and then, into the next game against Carolina. So, just I think to me to stay the course and be focused on just trying to get better every day is really more important than trying to figure out exactly what you have and haven't necessarily improved significantly at, because you're always trying to make things better no matter what it is.
Josh, noticed the last couple weeks that Ken Brell has had his time on the field maybe reduced a little bit. What are some of the factors that have led to that?
I think really that, each week there's so many things that go into a game plan and so many decisions that are made based on special teams or, what packages people are using offensively or defensively or what we need to have up for the game in terms of our depth. And I think that a lot of those decisions, coach makes, and there's a lot of things that go into those. I think, Kimbrough, there's been no real change in terms of what we've seen from different guys. I think everybody's working hard and contributing in practice, and then whatever ends up happening at the end of the week and the way that Bill decides to go with it, it's really his choice and his decision based on how, he sees the game being played. So, I'll leave that up to him. And like I said, everybody's contributing, and some weeks it's more receivers, some weeks it's not. Some weeks it's a different formula at receiver. Same thing could be said for the tight ends, and that's just the way this goes. And we're going to continue to work with everybody and focus on getting better.
I know that Bill yesterday absolved Stephen of fumble play, but I was just wondering, you guys went to him right away on the first snap and had the ball, actually the first two plays, and I was wondering whether that was intentional on your part as a kind of, confidence type thing, or was it just unintentional, just after the way things played out?
I think that was just, we're just trying to move the ball in the next series. We have a ton of confidence in Steven and all our backs. And, we know they're not out there trying to do anything to hurt the team. And sometimes those things happen. Sometimes the defense makes a good play. But I think that, most importantly is how we respond and react to that. And I thought he did a good job of coming back and running the ball hard and, protecting the quarterback on a few protections and plays after that happened. And getting out, I think he caught one or two balls after that as well. So, if you didn't make mistakes, this game would be a lot easier, but everybody does. And, it's more important how we handle that going forward as opposed to, trying to keep track of all those different things and penalize guys during the course of the games. I mean, we're all out there trying to do our best, and we understand that things are going to happen, and I thought he responded well to that.
Oh, hey, Josh, I'm just going to pack two quick questions in for you here. How important have guys, specifically Hooman, Mulligan, and James Devlin, been for the offense in the first half? And what have you been seeing out of Aaron Dobson in recent weeks? It seems like he's really turning on his play.
I think that, between James and Matt and Mike, they've done what we've asked them to do, and we asked them to go in there and, they run block, they pass for tech for us, they catch balls when their numbers called, they're versatile enough to do a lot of different things and play a lot of different roles for us in our offense that really help us out significantly in terms of moving people around, and they're important for our offense to be able to have that versatility. I think they add a level of toughness to our team. Certainly, you certainly hope your offensive line, carries the flag in that regard offensively. But your tight ends, your backs, your fullback, those players need to be tough, physical guys. And I think those guys have all added an element of that to our game. And then Aaron is, he's like we got a lot of young receivers, and whether it's Aaron or KT or Boyce, they're just out there working hard to try to, learn the game plan each week, improve in certain aspects of their play. And I just think he's really, he's really doing that. And, you see some things each week that, we worked on that in practice. He improved on that in practice, and then it worked in the game. And I think, that attitude has really been good for our whole team. And I think think Aaron's, you know, starting to make more plays as the season progresses, and he's just going to continue to work hard and try to improve.
Josh, tomorrow we'll get a chance to speak to the assistants on the staff, and I know they're really looking forward to that. They tried to maybe push it up to today, but because of their excitement. No, but on a serious note, I was curious, just as the coordinator, your thoughts on the staff, you know, how you guys work together, and how that's all come together for you through 9 games.
Well, I know I'm very fortunate to be a part of our staff here on offense, and you know, the guys, we have a wide variety of experience on our staff, and it's a group that, you know, they have a lot of responsibility during the course of the week, and it's great to be able to rely on their feedback and their input during the course of the week in terms of the game plan or what we should or shouldn't be doing. The way they coach and improve their players each week has been great. And then they do a great job on game day of making adjustments with me and telling, you know, giving me the information we need and getting us to be able to do things that we need to do to make ourselves better during the course of the game. You know, this group has really worked hard. They do a great job each week of focusing on the process, which we've really made a point of emphasis to our players, but they're great examples of that. They come in each day and put in a great day's work, and I'm like I said, I'm extremely fortunate to just be a part of this group on offense, and proud of the work they do, and hopefully, you know, can continue that throughout the course of the year.
I'm just wondering how much you felt yesterday's high level of execution on offense was about things coming together for you guys and what you control, and how much you felt it was about what Pittsburgh gave you on the other side.
Well, I think each week, is its own entity in terms of your execution against the opponent, and you know, each team is different, and you know, each week we come in and try to come up with a game plan to give ourselves the best chance to win, and then it comes down to how we implement and execute that game plan on Sunday, and certainly what the defense chooses to do against us can impact that. And I think that, you know, we were given some opportunities yesterday, and made the most of them to make some big plays. And I also think that, you know, we reacted well to some situations that maybe were less than ideal, or less than what we had hoped they were, and, you know, made the most out of those too. But that's really kind of what happens during the course of each week. And yesterday, I thought our guys did a good job of executing what we could in terms of the game plan. And then when we had to make adjustments during the course of the game, I thought they did a good job of that too. So, you know, it sometimes things happen and you get more of what you practice. Sometimes you don't. But I think really every week is its own week, and we got to go back to work and try to get ready and focus on our next opponent and try to do the same thing each week.